So you import enough illegal aliens into the, and the reason why they're sending them into blue states is because they're sanctuary states and they won't get kicked out. And because they're working, remember that clip we played a couple of months ago where, who was it, Jerry, I think it was Jerry, was it Nadler? It was Fat Jerry Nadler was in a convert, was in a, there was a hearing that was going on. And I want to say that it was Congressman Jim Jordan asked him about it, and he said, would the minority leader chairman, would you yield for a moment? Do you not have a law, a municipal law in New Tenochtitlan City that allows the illegal aliens to register to vote and to vote? And he said, Nadler goes, well, yeah, but it only pertains to this. And I forget the dialogue. But the point of the whole thing was in New York State and in New York City, very soon, if you're an illegal, if you're an undocumented worker, if you're a illegal alien criminal trespasser, and you came in on treason air, and then you were bussed up to New Tenochtitlan, they're going to be allowed to register to vote. You watch what's going to happen. Now, here's what they're going to do with this. They're going to move the illegals into areas where they're either purple primarily purple. And this will be to turn the purple blue. So you're going to start seeing congressional districts flip. And there's no way a Republican is ever going to be able to win them again. This is the height of what's called gerrymandering. Now, if you don't know, gerrymandering is named for one of the founding fathers. His name was Elbridge Gerry. It really is an insult to Gerry. And Elbridge Gerry certainly didn't earn Elbridge Gerry does not deserve to have his name slung and dragged through the mud all the way to this day here for what we call gerrymandering. But they were trying to set the early congressional districts up. And I forget who it was that Jerry, because he was a congressman, too, after the convention, after the Constitution went into effect. Jerry didn't want to, the district that he was from was made so that he would win that first congressional election. But they didn't do it because they were sinister. They did it just to ensure that they had someone there that knew about the new Constitution, that because he was at the drafting convention, that he would have a say-so in the new government. In any event, this is the height of this is the worst of the worst of gerrymandering. They're going to do it in New York. They're going to do it in Illinois. They're going to do it in California. Most people don't know that. I talked about this last week. There are a lot of congressional districts in California that are Republican. There always have been. Well, there are, because of the encroachment of the cities, people fleeing the hell that's being created in the cities. You now have a situation in many of these districts where you only need 30, 40, 50,000. I say only to move in to flip a district from a purple district or one that could go red and sometimes does to a blue district. You start moving the illegals in there. This is extraordinarily sinister, extraordinarily cynical. And it tells you everything you need to know about the Democrat Party, which is it can't convince enough people of its own existence to vote for it. So this is the last desperate attempt here. And that is, okay, if we can't make voters and we abort and contracept and homosexualize all of our voters away in the next generation of voters, where are we going to get them from? Yeah, where are we going to get them? Well, we're going to get them by importing them from the third world and from Latin America. And that's exactly what they're doing. So we talked about this yesterday. Why are they flying? Why is treason air only flying into LAX, Philadelphia, or I'm sorry, Chicago, and Dulles? Well, Nikki Haley won Mordor. Okay, she won that primary. That's where Dulles is. Chicago, that's where ORD is. That's run by the Democrat Party, and Illinois is as blue of a state as there is anywhere. And of course, California. I don't even need to describe that. So this is a sinister. As I said, folks, this is sinister. This is illegal. It ought to be illegal. I don't know if it can ever be undone, though. We were talking about this yesterday. How do you find the 10 million, especially if they go onto voter rolls, registration rolls, and they appear to be legal?